Hello, my name is Nina. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Now, are you calling to find out a testing site near you to be tested for the coronavirus?
No, I'm calling with a question about the vaccination.
The question about the vaccination? Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm an American originally from Alabama. I'm visiting my family here for the foreseeable future, but I live in Canada right now. So I have my U.S. passport, and I have an emergency insurance in the U.S., but I don't have regular U.S. insurance. I'm covered by the Ontario National Healthcare Plan up there. So my question is, if I have the opportunity to get a vaccine in the U.S. as an American, what kind of identification will I need? Because I know a lot of places are asking for a driver's license, and I don't have a current United States driver's license. I only have my passport.
So you don't have no United States identification or
yes,
ID or?
I have my U.S. passport.
I mean, I would take that and,
Okay.
So when you said that you're from Alabama, but you have nothing identification for Alabama.
Not photo, no. Because I'm currently, technically, my main residence right now is in Ontario, so my husband's job is up there. I'm not currently employed, so I'm covered under his health insurance plan in Canada, and then I have an emergency insurance card that covers emergencies if anything was happening to me while I'm home in the U.S., but I spend a lot of my time still back home in the United States, and there's a chance that might be able to track down some extra vaccinations that might be able to pick one up. I just want to make sure that if I provide the pharmacy with my passport, that that'll be good enough for them to process the vaccination.
And see, that I can't confirm that. My suggestion is you have to just call the place that you're getting the vaccine from, you know, ahead of time, or go to the drive-thru and ask. Because I
know
they said you had to have
I couldn't find. I have a valid photo ID. It's my passport, though. It's not a driver's license. So
it doesn't matter. A passport is considered an ID.
Okay. That's what I was hoping. That should be good then. But I'll double check with the provider if I have the opportunity. But I just wanted to be prepared.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day.